5 years ago, a group of friends in Milwaukee saw potential in an old parking lot under a freeway. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk has the story of the National DIY Skate Park, a do-it-yourself project that started out as a secret and has become a part of the fabric of the city.
Drive down National Avenue too fast and you'll miss it. Skaters under a freeway in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. On this steamy day, they're out practicing tricks on curbs and quarter pipes in a space that's done a full 180 since the early days of the pandemic. At the time, Dylan Shanahan was living alone and his job was on hold.
The only place where I felt safe or good was when I was riding my skateboard.
But in the city of Milwaukee, there were no public outdoor skate parks. So Shanahan and his friends found other places to skate around the city. One day, his buddy brought him to an old park and ride under the interstate with half an idea.
He's like, we can build that transition like over there, over here. And I was like, but we could build a skate park over here because I just was already in it.
The spot was dark and loud and honestly, gross. There was runoff from car oil and the residue of drug use and tons of trash. Shanahan says that made it perfect.
Like, it's kind of a big reason why we were able to build and everything, because it was just people they couldn't see it or know what we were doing all the whole time, until it was like really growing.
And the transformation happened quickly. Throughout 2020, kids came from across the city to clear out trash and pour cement for the first ramps. Adam Polanski is a veteran of the Milwaukee skate scene. He's owned Sky High Skate Shop since the 90s and says he watched this DIY project blossom naturally.
It has that organic, movement. It's a little more exciting because people get to watch as things get added, and it adds more excitement as things move along and things get built up.
Polanski says the National DIY Skate Park, named for National Avenue, filled a decades-old need, and soon it got the city's attention. That could be good or bad, according to Emmy Yates. She started hanging around the park while writing a master's thesis about DIY spaces. She says one of the hallmarks of DIY spaces is fragility. They're built outside official pathways, which means there's room for creativity and freedom and community. But also,
these are very delicate spaces and they get bulldozed down day of, years in.
The Milwaukee crew says that vulnerability scared them. So they formed a nonprofit, and going legit had a snowball effect. Money from the city for better fencing and lights, consulting on an official city skate park nearby, recognition from the mayor. 5 years in, volunteers have poured thousands of hours into building this park. Shanahan estimates he single-handedly carted out thousands of pounds of trash. But as of a few weeks ago, another milestone, city trash cans.
So it's like pretty new. So and like the porta potty as well, like it's like, that's a big deal. When we get a vending machine, I think we'll be on top,
Shanahan glances over at a little boy and girl going down a quarter pipe. He says seeing those kids is kind of the whole point. They'll get to grow up with this place to come to.
That's when it like transcends the responsibility notion and it becomes a full-on mission.
The pillars holding up the freeway are painted with murals by local artists. Eventually, Shanahan says, there will be landscaping by the road. The collective vision will build out one step at a time. And in a few hours, the sun will go down and the lights will come on, and people will still be out under the freeway, skating in the summer air.
WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk brought us that story on the National DIY Skate Park in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.